Andres and Gomez were on the motorcycle on the road again, and it was getting light. Now Andres, holding again to the back of the seat ahead of him, as the motorcycle climbed turn after switchback turn in a faint gray mist that lay over the top of the pass, felt the motorcycle speed under him, then skid and stop, and they were standing by the motorcycle on a long downslope of road, and in the woods on their left were tanks covered with pine branches. There were troops here all through the woods. Andres saw men carrying the long poles of stretchers over their shoulders. Three staff cars were off the road to the right, in under the trees, with branches laid against their sides and other pine branches over their tops. Gomez wheeled the motorcycle up to one of them. He leaned it against a pine tree and spoke to the chauffeur who was sitting by the car, his back against a tree.
"I'll take you to him," the chauffeur said. "Put thy moto out of sight and cover it with these."
He pointed to a pile of cut branches. With the sun just starting to come through the high branches of the pine trees, Gomez and Andres followed the chauffeur, whose name was Vicente, through the pines across the road and up the slope to the entrance of a dugout, from the roof of which signal wires ran on up over the wooded slope. They stood outside while the chauffeur went in, and Andres admired the construction of the dugout, which showed only as a hole in the hillside, with no dirt scattered about, but which he could see from the entrance, was both deep and profound, with men moving around in it freely with no need to duck their heads under the heavy timbered roof. Vicente, the chauffeur, came out.
"He is up above where they are deploying for the attack," he said. "I gave it to his chief of staff. He signed for it. Here."
He handed Gomez the receipted envelope. Gomez gave it to Andres, who looked at it and put it inside his shirt. "What is the name of him who signed?" he asked.
"Duval," Vicente said.
"Good," said Andres. "He was one of the three to whom I might give it." "Should we wait for an answer?" Gomez asked Andres. "It might be best, though where I will find the Inglés and the others after that of the bridge, neither God knows."
"Come, wait with me," Vicente said, "until the general returns, and I will get thee coffee. Thou must be hungry."
"And these tanks," Gomez said to him.
They were passing the branch-covered, mud-colored tanks, each with two deep-ridged tracks over the pine needles, showing where they had swung and backed from the road. Their 45-millimeter guns jutted horizontally under the branches, and the drivers and gunners in their leather coats and ridged helmets sat with their backs against the trees or lay sleeping on the ground.
"These are the reserve," Vicente said. "Also, these troops are in reserve. Those who commence the attack are above."
"They are many," Andres said.
"Yes," Vicente said. "It is a full division."
Inside the dugout, Duval, holding the opened dispatch from Robert Jordan in his left hand, glancing at his wristwatch on the same hand, reading the dispatch for the fourth time, each time feeling the sweat come out from under his armpit and run down his flank, said into the telephone,
"Get me position Segovia, then. He's left. Get me position Avila."
He kept on with the phone. It wasn't any good. He had talked to both brigades. Goltz had been up to inspect the dispositions for the attack and was on his way to an observation post. He called the observation post, and he was not there.
"Get me planes one," Duval said, suddenly taking all responsibility.
He would take responsibility for holding it up. It was better to hold it up. You could not send them to a surprise attack against an enemy that was waiting for it. You couldn't do it. It was just murder. You couldn't. You mustn't. No matter what. They could shoot him if they wanted. He would call the airfield directly and get the bombardment canceled. But suppose it's just a holding attack? Suppose we were supposed to draw off all that material and those forces? Suppose that is what it is for? They never tell you it is a holding attack when you make it.
"Cancel the call to Plains 1," he told the signaler. "Get me the 69th Brigade observation post."